The Alaska Department of Corrections is closing the last of the state's prison industries. A garment shop and a furniture factory shut down on Wednesday. An industrial laundry closes in September. The programs train and hire inmates, pay them a small wage, and teach a work ethic they'll need when they are released from prison. Corrections Department officials say there will be future training programs, but it may be months before something else is in place. KTOO's Rosemary Alexander reports in this first story of a three-part series.
When Tyler Powell was incarcerated in 2004, he wanted a job. He heard about the garment shop at Metal Creek Correctional Center in Eagle River and applied, but he was at Wildwood Prison in Kenai.
A couple weeks later, I was transferred and started working.
Powell learned how to sew and made everything from prison uniforms to chef coats and sheets for the Alaska Marine Highway System. Powell also worked on projects for businesses outside the prison. Little League windbreakers, pants, furniture covers, and upholstery. He learned how to repair the industrial sewing machines the inmates used.
It was very steady employment. You know, we got 8 hours a day most days, 40 hours a week most weeks. We got the state holidays off without pay. And when there's institutional things going on, they would close us down.
Created in statute in 1981, Alaska Correctional Industries grew to 8 separate factories or repair shops throughout the state's prison system, including a sewing division, auto body repair, metal fabrication, a slaughterhouse and meat processing facility, as well as 2 furniture factories that used Alaska birch. Wally Roman was the first ACI general manager.
There were small mom-and-pop businesses that sprang up because of that, local kilns and that type of thing that were doing business with us. To some extent, we created more of a business environment or more business activity within the state.
Roman says ACI was run like a business in those years, 2 showrooms, product marketing, contracts with state of Alaska agencies as well as the private sector. Sales and state general funds paid for the operation. In 2006, ACI was changed to the Prisoner Employment Program to be totally self-sufficient through revenues generated by production. 5 of 8 programs were closed, leaving only a furniture factory at Spring Creek Correctional Center in Seward, sewing at Highland Mountain Women's Prison in Eagle River, and the laundry at Lemon Creek Correctional Center in Juneau. Over the years, a sewing division alone has trained more than 1,000 adult offenders. But Corrections Department Administrative Services Director Leslie Houston says the garment factory is not making any money.
They have produced a large number of items, but it's also a very high overhead industry, and it has produced little to no profits whatsoever. In fact, it's run in the deficit mode the last few years.
Houston says the Spring Creek Furniture Factory barely breaks even.
With the furniture industry, there's a saturation point, plus delivering from Seward into South Central Alaska, you know, increases the cost, and then it makes it somewhat prohibitive. And of course, we always have to be very, very cautious that we do not compete with the private sector.
In his 17 years with ACI, Roman doesn't recall conflicts with the private sector. He believes the industries would be more efficient if the operation had maintained a business structure.
When they got rid of the correctional industries legislation, they shut down both showrooms in Anchorage and Juneau, took away the marketing program, the operations program, got rid of the general manager, and put the 2 remaining industries under the superintendents. Superintendents know a lot about security. They don't know much about private business.
For the last couple of years, Eddie Ezell of Wasilla has been using Highland Mountain inmates to make his Alaska-designed parkas, an Eskimo-style summer jacket. He says the inmates' work has been consistently high quality, reasonably priced, and his parkas are Alaska-made.
You know, the state of Alaska wants everyone to buy Alaskan and be Alaskan and produce Alaskan. Here I am trying to get started with something like that. It seems foolish to me that all of a sudden now the state is sending all this money outside.
Ezell thought contracting with the Highland Prison would allow him to grow his business.
My goal was to eventually build a manufacturing plant here in the valley that when these people come out of prison, they're already trained for me. You know, they've already got the job skills that I need.
That's how former inmate Tyler Powell got his current job in an Anchorage upholstery and canopy business. When he was released from prison in 2007, he was offered work based on projects he'd successfully completed in ACI.
I enjoy my current job a lot. I've never imagine going into this kind of an industry. And because of the ACI program, I learned a skill that I never would have learned before.
Correction Department officials say only the Lemon Creek Laundry keeps the prisoner employment programs afloat. It does all the laundry for the state ferries that operate in Southeast Alaska, but it's slated to close in September. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.